Thank you for watching Texans TV. This is Nick Scherfield with your Texans Daily. And the day after the Texans escaped with an overtime victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars, they were back to work at Reliance Stadium getting ready to play on Thanksgiving against the Detroit Lions. Texans coach Gary Kubiak updated the media on the status of cornerback Jonathan Joseph, who injured his hamstring against the Jaguars.
He's got a strain, you know, but it's a slight strain in just how he reacts to it. You know, he's feeling pretty good today. He's feeling pretty good today, and we'll see where he's at tomorrow. But like I said, these three guys, it'll go up, you know, because it's so quick, Mark, and the work that we're going to do strictly is more mental than it is physical here going into Thursday. So it's probably going to be one of those where we work him out the morning of the game and make a decision.
And with the Lions game coming up on Thursday, that means the Texans have 2 games in 5 days. Kubiak talked about the challenges of preparing on a short week.
Another thing that's made it tough, we come off a Sunday nighter, you know, a Sunday and then a Thursday. So it is tough, but I think that's what builds the character of your team. You know, I mean, first off, you're honest with them as a coach. I know you're beat to heck and you're wore out and they could barely move tonight, but we got them going and we're going to feed them some steak and lobster tonight, treat them good. So, and then I got a care for them there at the end of the week, so they'll get some time off with their families for Thanksgiving. So, hey, it's tough duty, but we got to rise to the occasion, and we're looking forward to it. I mean, we had a good evening today and got to step forward tomorrow again.
Running back Ben Tate is likely to be a game-time decision with a hamstring injury, but is hopeful that he can play after missing the last 3 games.
I mean, it's tough, but got to deal with it and, you know, just focus on making a comeback, you know, and I just been working hard, you know, overtime, you know, everybody gone, I'm still here working, you know, so just working, trying to get back, and when I get back, I can't wait to get back.
And coming off of his 273-yard performance against the Jaguars, wide receiver Andre Johnson talked about what it feels like to be 9-1.
It's great. I mean, this is, something we've been waiting for around here for a long time, so to be, 9-1, I mean, it's awesome.